The number of people testing positive for the flu this winter has been rising rapidly in New York State and around central and northern New York. More than 11,000 cases of the flu have been confirmed in the state in recent weeks. And in Onondaga County, cases shot up from 270 cases from 189 the week before. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, doctors think things could start to improve soon.
Luis Castro is a physician at Primary Care West, affiliated with St. Joseph's Hospital. He thinks the flu situation now is as bad as it's going to get.
We're definitely at peak with the flu season. Onondaga County right now probably has the highest rate of flu in the state. I would say the main thing is for the public not to panic.
And that means if you think you have the flu and are not in a high-risk population due to age or medical condition, make a trip to a primary care physician instead of an emergency room or urgent care facility.
They can be seen, they can be treated, much more efficiently and not obviously clog up the ER where everybody else around you is going to be sick and you're just really probably, contributing to spreading the disease more.
ERs have been very busy locally with possible flu patients and it's caused some ambulance diversions. While individuals will be seen, it can cause backups in hospitals while patients wait to be admitted. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.